True Believers. It is I, Seanorama, Sean Geek, for another episode of On the Road, on the way home from work. It's a long weekend we're working into. We've got Good Friday where I'm off tomorrow. I'm not sure when this podcast will be put up, but probably much later than that. But going into a long weekend, very, very excited. We talked about, in the last episode, we did talk about the Thor trailer, but I want to talk about some other stuff. There's some interesting tidbits that have been popping up, and I've been listening to a few other podcasts around and some news sites, and everyone's kind of offering their theories on a bunch of different things. But I want to throw my hat in the ring. There's a lot of Marvel stuff going on here that... that people are talking about, with Guardians of the Galaxy coming up. We're getting the big culmination event. I don't even want to call it a movie. It's going to be an event, culminating in the Avengers final movie / two-part movie thingamabob, the Infinity War. And I think we're going to start really seeing some very impressive, important chess pieces being introduced to the Marvel Cinematic Universe over the next few movies. And one thing I want to point out with Thor Ragnarok that we've seen actually through every Thor movie is the through line through the Marvel Universe has always begun with Thor, it seems. The introduction of the Infinity Gauntlet, the introduction of the Infinity Gems, there was always hints to a greater cosmic scale of things through the Thor movie. So I think we're gonna see the beginning, the real beginnings of the next stage of the Marvel Cinematic Universe leading into the Avengers movie. I think really, ultimately, this is the first big step that Marvel Studios is going to be taking towards the Infinity War. And the next, but that being said, I think we're going to see, I mean, James Gunn seems to be not, I don't know, it's really hard to say with James Gunn, but with Guardians being the next movie out of the gate for Marvel Studios, I think we're going to see a little bit of information in that movie leading towards, you know, the Guardians teaming up with the Avengers, which I think we're going to either see in the next Avengers movie or the one following that. But I think we're going to start seeing the seedlings being planted. But expect Thor Ragnarok to have some major points. On to Guardians 2. I think word is that it is the most anticipated Marvel film out of all the ones coming up, outside of maybe the Avengers. But for this year, I think the hype on Guardians might even be bigger than Spider-Man, because the first movie is so beloved. And a lot of people have been talking just about the cinematography of the first Guardians, the storyline, the characters. It was just, it came out of left field with such an original concept. It took a lot of tropes from a lot of different styles of movies and inserted it in there in a blend that is as refreshing as Star Wars was when it came out. And I know those are big shoes, or it's a big comparison I'm making, but there hasn't really been a movie that's been that well loved and that had enough tropes from a lot of different areas to bring in such a varied audience. It's actually rather impressive. So with Guardians 2, there's some interesting things that have been floating around. And this is something I, for some reason, I don't know why, but I don't think I was really in on the news about this, but apparently Sylvester Stallone is in this film. I was aware of Kurt Russell, and Kurt Russell is playing Ego, the living planet. Or is he the living planet? I guess we'll soon find out. Ego is one of the elders of the universe, I believe, if my recollection follows. And we had a discussion in the last podcast about the elders of the universe, so I'm not going to reiterate that here. But Star-Lord's dad, It's Kurt Russell, who's Ego. So in the comics, there's an evolution from Ego being a quote-unquote man to a living planet. So I'm suspecting we'll see some of that in the film. But, you know, Kurt Russell is one of those great icons. You know, it's nice to see him back. And I hope this movie really brings a credence to his character, much like when we saw John Travolta had a resurgence in his career after Pulp Fiction. And Tarantino tried to do the same thing with Kurt Russell, and it didn't quite pan out. I really want to see him make a Hollywood comeback, because, I mean, he is one of those iconic... I mean, Kurt Russell's not even an actor. He's a character. Like, the character of Kurt Russell, I mean, it's a Hollywood thing. So I hope this does well for him. But the news of Sylvester Stallone being in Guardians 2, for some reason I missed that news item. And there's a lot of speculation as to who he's going to be playing. But I'm really happy. Like, why not bring Stallone into one of these superhero films? Why not? But bringing him into Guardians under James Gunn's guidance, I think, is probably the best option. It's better than using him in a Captain America movie or something like that. I think James Gunn has that reverence for the past, the appropriate reverence for the past, that I think it's going to work better under his guidance than under any other director's guidance in the Marvel Universe. So I'm really excited. So they're dropping some hints. They've also added Michael Rosenbaum on cast, who played Lex Luthor from Smallville TV show, which really was the standout character on Smallville. His interactions with Tom Welling, that whole dichotomy between the two, I really, really enjoyed. I mean, some people may diss the Smallville show, but I think Michael Rosenbaum's portrayal of Lex Luthor on that show is really was the great point of that show. And I mean, it definitely, you know, is what kept me watching the show and what was happening with Lex all the time. And I don't know, it was really, really interesting. And I do like Michael Rosenbaum. I've seen him in a few other things since Smallville that he's really been good in. He's actually incredibly funny. So I'm wondering if we're going to see the comedic side in Guardians. Kind of hoping so. He's buddies with Stallone. The pairing of those two is interesting as hell. I almost thought we were going to see a pairing between Kurt Russell and Sly, but I don't know if we're going to see that. I hope so. It would be nice to see Tango and Cash reunite. Awesome. So who are Michael Rosenbaum and who are Sylvester Stallone? Well, if they're tied together as characters, as James Gunn is suggesting, I definitely have an opinion here on who they are. So the one thing that's been teased all along, ever since the concept of making a movie about the Guardians, was who was going to be on the Guardians team. And the Guardians in the comics began as people from the 27th century, I believe, and centered around an original cast of characters that is not part of the current lineup of Guardians that you've seen in the comics and in the movies. So I think Stallone, based on his age and that sort of thing, is I think we might see him be an original member of the original Guardians of the Galaxy. In the Guardians film, there is only one character that is from the original Guardians lineup, which is Yondu, played by, what's his name now? Rooker. He's the only original lineup guy, which is really, really interesting, because I mean, I think I would have really liked to see James Gunn tackle an original Guardians team, but I don't think there's a commercial appeal there that he put together the right Guardians team for the movie. But I think he's going to be mining old Guardians lore, old Guardians comics, and that's what we're going to see with Michael Rosenbaum and Sylvester Stallone. That is my guess as to which characters they'll be. I don't know. Maybe we'll see him be Charlie 27 or Major Vance Astro. I don't know. I'm really, really curious. And who would Michael Rosenbaum be? Like, I'm thinking it's one of those guys, but I mean, there's lots of rumors that he may play Nova, like the main Nova, Richard Rider. But I don't see that happening. To me, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. But that being said, we saw... Riley, Michael C. Riley, is that the character? He played a Nova Prime character in Guardians, which, like, completely out of left field, and it's not an immediate casting decision, call you'd make. So, I mean, sure, he could be playing Nova Richard Rider or something, but, I mean, we'll see. But anyway, I don't really care who they play. James Gunn is going to have an interesting take on whoever he plays. Maybe Michael Rosenbaum is actually Adam Warlock, because there's hints of Adam Warlock. So maybe we're going to see Adam Warlock, and perhaps, what's that character's name? Silver Shadow. Oh, man. Tied to Yondu. Starhawk. Maybe we're going to see Starhawk. Starhawk would make a lot of sense. Starhawk would make a really good amount of sense. Starhawk and Adam Warlock. That's my pitch. That's what I'm throwing in. I think that's what we're going to see. So, Guardians, I think, is going to have a little bit of lead off into Thor. We're going to see... I think we're going to see a connection with the Elders of the Universe. We're going to see a bigger tie with the Elders of the Universe. And perhaps we're going to see... Oh my god, I just thought of this. Maybe they're both Elders of the Universe. Because there's a few that haven't been accounted for. And if Ego the Living Planet is one of them, maybe we're going to see one of the other Elders of the Universe. There's a few different ones. Maybe that's what we're going to see. Because the Elders of the Universe and the mystical Infinity Gems definitely have a direct correlation. And if we really want to see the Infinity Gems story arc that's worked through a lot of the Marvel movies really move forward, I think maybe that's what we're going to see. There was a really, on that note, I don't know if anyone out there has read the Infinity Gauntlet or any of the Infinity series drawn by, I think it was written by Jim Starlin, perhaps, but I know I had Ron Lim art in there that was really, really good. I was really enjoying the Silver Surfer series around that time, and they really expanded the Elders of the Universe, and I really went into some of the other ones that maybe had never shown up before in the comics, or expanded upon ones that were merely mentioned before. So, I think I would really want to go back and reread that, because I think there's some really good issues in there. Silver Surfer, man, maybe Michael Rosenbaum's going to be the Silver Surfer. Did they regain the rights? Oh, the speculation's killing me. Anyway, maybe that's... Oh, man, that'd be so cool if that's what's happening. Anyway, there's a lot going on. So what do we have? So we have Guardians. We have Spider-Man after that. I don't think we're going to see anything in that movie leading towards Infinity War. I really don't. And maybe there's going to be a hint or a teaser, but I don't think we're going to see any long line through in that movie that's going to really lead to Infinity War. I think there might be a drop of a teaser in there towards Thor or something like that, which is, I think, the next movie coming out. But I think the linchpin, and I'm hoping they play it this way, the linchpin to everything really is going to be Captain Marvel. I really have high hopes for Captain Marvel. I'm really jazzed and excited and can't wait to see Captain Marvel on screen. She's one of those phenomenal favorites of mine. So that's where we're at. We're going to drop off this podcast right now. And we'll see you guys on the flip side.